No food, no water, no place to go.
We got about 1,000 people, no supplies, no electricity, no toilet facilities.
Well, officials think they're doing all they can, but the response should have been much greater.
The way you knew life will change. This will change everybody. Everything you knew, everything you thought was important, it's just gone.
This recovery is going to be a long process. We all know this is an agonizing time.
Where is the federal government?
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends.
I ask their continued patience as recovery operations unfold.
Like my father's come to pass, 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends.
Tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars.
I'm looking for my family members.
Drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are.
We're looking for our family.
As my memory rests, but never forgets what I lost. September ends.
Who was at your house with you?
My wife.
Where is she now?
Can't find her body. She gone.
You can't find your wife?
Oh, she said, take care of the kids and the grandkids.
Where are you guys going?
I'm lost. That's all I had. That's all I had.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never.
The hospital ship Comfort, for example, mobilized today, isn't expected in New Orleans for about 2 weeks.
New Orleans police chief sent 88 officers to investigate reports of beatings and rapes and said the cops were forced to flee the violence, and the National Guard fared no better.
For a bottle of water, someone would hurt you or even kill you.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last.
Reality on the ground across the Gulf Coast and in New Orleans.
Like my father's come to pass, 20 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends.
Nearly a million without power, and the body count is quickly rising.
Wake me up when September ends.
Well, I was still reluctant to leave.
Just over there was the I-10 span, which eventually takes you to Mississippi. It's gone. These are refugees over here who are eventually making their way to the Superdome. It's about 5 miles. This is the road refugees have taken, trying to make their way back into the center of the city in the Superdome. So many did not make it. Whether New Orleans can rebuild is very much a matter for future reports.
Channel 5.
Wake me up.